from the Career Opportunities Archives. Stop trying to control everything in your career. This time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for November 2nd, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, letting go of control can open up new opportunities. In business and in life, we often seek to control everything we can. We try to control our jobs, our careers, our schedules, and more. We seek to remove the accidental, the random, and unfortunately, the serendipitous. Instead of trying to control everything about your life, you might want to let go every now and then and see what happens. In my own experience, wonderful things can arise. The fact is, I believe we try to control our lives because we're scared of surprises. We think by managing every aspect of our lives, we'll develop a perfect job and a perfect life with no bad surprises to send us off the track. Of course, you already know what folly this is. Life throws us curveballs at every turn. For me, any sense of control is fleeting at best. There's always something that pops up and proves the quote, "The best laid plans of mice and men go oft awry." Or Astray, by Robert Burns. Now, Robert Burns certainly knew what he was talking about when he wrote that in a poem, To a Mouse. Yet, we still try to control the world around us. I know this because, as anyone who knows me will tell you, I'm a worrier. I always want to know where we're going, when we should arrive, where we'll park, and in general, what will happen. I try to suppress this as much as possible, but it often gets the better of me. Which is why I find it so amazing and energizing when great things happen out of the blue. In fact, I'm actively seeking out these opportunities these days, and you should too. My most recent experiences with letting go has come from attending the local Bar Camp LA and related events here in Los Angeles. These unconferences are typically organized only up to a point. The organizers find a date, a location, sponsors, but the conference itself is usually entirely ad hoc. Each attendee selects a topic to present and places their talk on a grid for the day. After a welcome and introductions, away we go. My goodness, is this an amazing concept. But it takes a certain amount of trust and willingness to let go to make it happen. You have to trust that others will have something interesting to say and that they'll also want to hear your presentation. In my experience here in Los Angeles, this has been the case each time. I find it something like the magic that occurs opening night of a play or musical. My degree's in theater, so I have some experience with this. Whatever troubles might have plagued you during dress rehearsals suddenly melt away, and the show comes together on opening night. Unfortunately, even in this rarefied environment, you still have to beat back the grasping clutches of control. As I attend more and more of these events, I see organizers who, through fear or lack of trust, want to control every moment of the day. Instead of an ad hoc assembly of presentations, everything is timed out to the moment, turning it into more of a traditional conference than the unconference model they still use to describe it. Somewhere along the way, the organizers seem to have lost the trust that everything would work out. They've fallen victim to the belief that controlling the environment ensures a great conference. Instead, they might be ensuring that the conference never rises above the typical or the mundane. By lacking trust, they bring about the very scenario they were hoping to avoid. Letting go of control and fighting the urge to control can open up amazing worlds of creativity, if we let it. You have to trust both in yourself and others, though, that the magic will happen and the show will go on. As a worrier, I know how hard it can be to let go of control, but experience has shown me just how powerful it can be, at the right time and in the right situations. If you want to give your career a boost, find someplace where you can engage the random, the odd, the serendipitous. I can guarantee you, you'll be surprised with the results. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com. Post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts.
Each one of these helps to spread the word about career opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.